SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australia defends its embassy in Iran amid a social media post controversy. Ireland to open a commission of inquiry into historic allegations of abuse in Catholic schools. And in sport, Australia meeting Scotland tonight in a 2020 matchup. The latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Ball. Australia has defended the right to back in its values overseas after Iran reportedly summoned its ambassador in Tehran over a social media post it deemed promoted homosexuality. The Australian Embassy in Tehran made an Instagram post celebrating Wear It Purple Day, an event to promote safe and inclusive environments for members of the LGBTIQ plus community. Iran's leaders have previously described homosexuality as being part of the moral depravity found in Western society. But Workplace Relations Minister Murray Watt has said Iran's reaction to the post is a concern and that the government supported the embassy's promotion of Australian values.
Certainly the Albanese government's views and our values are that we support all Australians regardless of their sexual orientation, their gender, their race.
Ireland is set to open a commission of inquiry into sexual violence in religious schools after a government-commissioned report revealed what's been described as a truly shocking level of abuse. The report identified almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse at religious schools over nearly a century, primarily at those run by the Catholic Church. It also found 884 alleged abusers at more than 300 schools across the country between 1927 and 2013. Education Minister Norma Foley says she expects the commission will find additional cases.
We shouldn't underestimate this. This is the first time that the scale of child sexual abuse allegations in schools run by religious orders has been disclosed.
Vladimir Putin has arrived in Mongolia for 2 days of talks, defying a war crimes arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court last year. Mongolia is a member of the ICC and is obliged to make the arrest, but instead the Russian president has received a red carpet welcome. The Kremlin says it's not concerned Putin would be detained during the visit.
The relations with Mongolia are among the priorities of our foreign policy in Asia. They have been brought to a high level of comprehensive strategic partnership.
A coal mining company has become the first to be charged with industrial manslaughter in Queensland 3 years after the death of a worker. 60-year-old Graham Dawson was killed when a roof at Mastermyne's Crina mine in central Queensland collapsed and crushed him in 2021. It took 4 days for his body to be recovered from the site west of Rockhampton. The latest national account figures have now been released and they confirm Australia has experienced the slowest economic growth since the 1990s recession. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the figures are largely due to a downward trend in consumer spending.
The main story in these figures is consumption. Consumption went backwards and discretionary spending fell substantially. And to get your head around that, you know, in through the year terms, we saw around the same growth in the year as we usually see in a single quarter when it comes to consumption. And that gives you a sense here of consumption going backwards, but particularly discretionary spending, which has fallen really quite substantially.
Meanwhile, the president of Australia's Housing Supply Council has confirmed what many have long suspected, that there is an affordability crisis. There's been growing concern on the back of spiralling property prices and not enough action to create more affordable homes. In an address to the National Press Club in Canberra, Susan Lloyd-Hurwitz has said the council's data confirms a growing gap between those who can afford property and those who cannot. She says the situation has been building up over a long while.
There is no denying the housing crisis that we're in. It's a crisis that has been decades in the making through our persistent failure to deliver enough housing of all types, from crisis accommodation to social and affordable homes, right through to the private market. Our housing system is simply not working.
Australia's online watchdog has ordered social media companies to reveal how many children are using their sites, amid concern kids are dodging age limits. Most social media sites have their own age limits to prevent children under 13 from creating accounts, but eSafety research has found one in four children aged 8 to 10 use social media at least once a week. Google, Facebook's parent company Meta, TikTok, Reddit, Discord, Twitch and Snap will now have 30 days to tell eSafety about how they're enforcing age restrictions. To sport, and in cricket news, Australia will begin a three-match 2020 series against Scotland in Edinburgh tonight. Scotland is a rising second-tier cricketing nation who only narrowly missed qualifying for the knockout stages of the recent 2020 World Cup. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.